Welcome back. One of my favorite theatrical groups of the last, I don't know, 30 years. I'm not young anymore.
Is yeah, 40.
Been the 40, is it really 40? Oh, my God. The Practical Theater Company, who you know about if you listen to this show and or read me in the Tribune, you know that they were a big deal 40 years ago, and I fell in love with them all then. And then they came back here, and I fell in love with them all over again. Sadly, I was not able to see their Ho-Ho Holiday Review, but it was so popular over the holidays that it is back for one special presentation, live and in person at the great Studio 5 on next Sunday. You can listen to this show in the vast parking lot they have there and then go in and see their show from 7 to 9. Paul Burrows, his beautiful wife, Victoria Zielinski, and Dana Olson are the Practical Theater Company, as well as Steve Rashid, who runs Studio 5. Okay, tell me about the grand success that Ho-Ho Holiday Show must have been.
Well, we had a great couple weeks over the holiday season, and, you know, it went extremely well. We had a lot of laughs and a good time, and we had a lot of people who just don't live in town and, you know, wanted us to do a live stream.
Or were holiday out of town.
We're begging us, Rick. And it also gives you an opportunity to come.
Exactly.
Exactly. I'd still like to hear your excuse for failing to be there.
So my excuse would be because I'm not Taylor Swift and I don't have a jet. My show's over at 7. It would be very, very hard to be there at 7. But let me ask you, this is your latest show. Has it, and the others, a couple of which I've seen, do you guys feel, you must feel at some level sort of creatively empowered, but at another level, you found home again, yes?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And this particular show, you know, we kept saying, well, you know, any political stuff we write, we're going to have to write it at the last minute because, you know, that stuff comes at you like a fire hose.
Sure.
But the show that we wrote actually turned out to be kind of, you know, touching in some places because in a way it's kind of a full-throated defense of democracy with a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
And the audience seemed to really appreciate that. We kind of hit a, you know, sweet spot with them, I think.
There were some points of reference that what we consider our audience will enjoy especially, and those really became very important in the show this year.
Yeah. So we always try to make it sexy and silly, right?
Of course.
But we did make an effort this time, and not an effort. It seemed to come naturally that we were channeling a threat to democracy, and we wanted to talk about the court.
Yeah.
And we wanted to talk about the importance of speaking up.
And,
you know?
And some of that stuff got
more
laughs than we expected.
Well, you know the way I feel about you, and it is kind of intellectually inspired silliness, if that's, I know you guys are silly and I know you pride yourselves on being silly, but the thing that has ever impressed me and impresses me still is the level of sophisticated silliness. Do you buy that phrase at all?
I think so. I mean, we certainly work on the scripts, you know, as you know, it's improvisationally inspired.
Sure,
and
sure.
We do a lot of improvisational work in rehearsal. And then we script it and just work it and work it and work it until there's, you know, not an extra joke or a flabby moment. And as a result, going sketch to sketch to sketch, you get momentum throughout the show and you build to something in each act. So, and it's sophisticated because, by the way, I mean, the audiences that come to these shows, they get it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We make a reference to, you know, some obscure god, you know, in a Zeus sketch, and they get it.
We make a reference to Rod McEwen, and they get it.
They still don't laugh at Prometheus, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, I actually never thought Rod McEwen was that funny, but that's another matter.
Well, it's all about the context, right?
Yes. Tell me.
Oh, yeah. If you read Rod McEwen with complete soul, as Dana does, for about 4.5 minutes, it's one of those things where people think, is this funny? It's funny. Oh, now it's getting really funny. You know, it kind of sneaks up.
And then you have to ask yourself, is the implosion of the Ocean Gate Titan worth a song? And
you're right.
And by the way, when
people
I had a line in my head, nobody sunk when the Titanic sunk. It would become a tourist attraction. And I would go around the house kind of singing that like Gordon Lightfoot. And then I looked it up and found that Gordon Lightfoot died just a month before that happened.
Wow.
So he did not get an opportunity to write a song about it. So we wrote a song about it for him.
Uh-huh.
With apologies to the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Exactly.
Now, you guys.
And with a little bit of John Denver's Calypso.
Well, one of the great things about this venue, Studio 5, and I'd love you to talk about that too, and Steve, is that the musical element of at least the last show I saw, and I'm assuming this one too, is profound, is it not?
Yes, well, it's even more musical than the one that you saw, because we really wanted to give it more of a feel of one of those holiday specials that we used to see in the 60s and the early 70s.
Sure.
Like a King family special or an Andy Williams special. So there's a lot more music and some real purpose-written, musicals,
and really,
musical numbers.
And the musicians, four of them, are world-class, beginning with Steve Rashid. And, we'll say that the comedy is fine, but it would be worth it just to come for the music. We're proud of that.
Yeah.
Well, you have in red lettering on your lovely little poster the Cabaret Comedy, Music, and Cocktails. That's another that's ever been a bonus to whatever show I'm seeing are cocktails. You guys came back here without any real, I didn't find you had any trepidation about coming back or anything. You really seem, just in talking to you and hearing you and reading about this show, you've really found your groove, haven't you? Is it faster? Did that happen faster than you might have imagined?
It's hard to say because we've been coming back for holidays.
Yeah, right.
And doing the holiday thing. But what's actually been delightful about this is to have so many of our audience members say, we've never been here before.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful space.
Mm-hmm.
And even people who lived in Evanston for like 30 years, say, oh my gosh, we've never been here before. So we like that. That the Practical Theater name and our reputation also helps to build the audience for Studio 5. And we always tell the people when they come, you got to come here for the jazz shows because the jazz shows are fabulous.
Well, Paul Marinaro, Steve Rashid and his lovely wife, Bea, had done a remarkable thing with that place that looks like, it's in the middle of a kind of shopping mall or whatever they call those places.
The dollar store.
Yes, and there is so much. There is just, I remember I came up there with Jason Brett, who was flabbergasted that there was all sorts of free parking. So you can impress city people. You impress city people that way. You're also live streaming this. I know you guys have some experience with the live streaming when you did that remarkable show. I can't remember the name of it now.
Into the Mist.
How do you, in knowing that you're live streaming, how do you do it? Do you use more than one camera, or how does that?
Yeah, there's going to be four cameras.
Oh, wow!
Two cameras that have kind of a wide shot and a mid shot, and then a camera in each wing to catch stuff from the side as well.
Oh,
and that'll get live switched up in the booth by a great video guy named Harvey Moshkin. You might know him.
Harvey? For years.
Yeah,
for years.
He's going to be running the live stream, and we'll just even forget that's happening.
we will
focus on the audience on stage. Although I'll probably come out at the beginning and just let everybody know that
talk to people. You three: Paul Burrows, Victoria Zielinski, and Dana Olson. Describe the theater to I'm harping on a lot of free parking.
Believe me, that's no small.
Oh, I know. That's why I've said it eight times already. But
inside, Rick, you're right. It's a theater of about 140 seats.
Yep.
There are cabaret seats, a beautiful bar, world-class sound. And it's comfortable and cozy and intimate. And you know, it just guarantees the kind of beautiful conversation that we have.
And it's a great space to do comedy because, you know, people aren't looking up at us on a stage.
Right,
or they're,
right,
you know,
right,
you know,
right.
They're, you know, some of, there's like, you know, 20 seats on the floor and cabaret tables. And then, you know, about eight rows of 20 seats, you know, on a very nice, you know, grade where people can kind of, you know, look down and see it. It creates a very, very kind of nice little amphitheater.
It's a perfect comedy size for the type of sketch comedy that we do because we like to have the audience right on top of us.
Oh, I agree. There's such when you three are such, and Steve too, such intimate performers. I mean, you really do. It's palpable the kind of relationship you form pretty quickly with the audience. Maybe not everybody in the audience, but you certainly give it a shot. I'll tell you that. You give it a shot.
It's funny because when we did the one night when we did the thing about the Ocean Gate Titan,
and
I won't go into too much detail. But at the end of it, as the lights were going down, some guy dead center in the first row goes, "Wow!" And then he got a laugh.
But you know, we can walk into the audience.
Yeah,
the audience,
exactly.
The audience for the show, and they love it. And you don't put anyone on the spot, unless they deserve it.
Yeah, but, there's a real intimacy to it. Now, you after this, February 4th, and go to. You can go to Studio 5, the number 5, studio5.dance/calendar for all sorts of information and get tickets. What's next? I mean, as I said before, I think you guys are being wonderfully empowered about performing again.
Well, we're at that moment where we're, you know, kind of thinking about what we want to do next.
Yeah, yeah.
Most likely another holiday. Well, for sure another holiday.
For sure another holiday show because we know the space is, you know, is available to us.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, as soon as our summer show was done, we started writing the show. So we worked on the show for about 6 months.
Oh my God! Wow.
And aside from like two classic, you know, chestnuts, it's an all new show.
Oh, that's great.
So if anybody's seen us before, you haven't seen this one.
And I think it's one of our best.
I think so.
It's not only silly and funny and sexy and smart, but there are some important things that are uttered about democracy, about the Supreme Court, about the importance of, you know, investing yourself in
and about French cinema.
And about French cinema.
Everything you want to know about.
Oh, yes, one of my favorite comedic topics. You three are just not only dear friends, but you're such grand talents. Paul Burroughs, his lovely wife, Victoria Zielinski, and their even lovelier friend, Dana Olson. Say hi to Steve for me. And now that you mention this, I'm going to live stream this, which means I don't have to try to get to the beautifully free parking Dempster Street thing in 0 minutes. Take care, you three. I could not be happier for you.
Thank you, Rick.
Great to talk to you,
buddy. Yeah, always a pleasure. Take care.
Bye-bye.